Track 13. And now we come to the sport. And there's quite a lot of it, as usual. But firstly, we start with something we haven't featured before, and that's netball. National joy for Titans netball sides. Teambridge Titans under 14 Spartans and Centaurs took part in regional qualifiers with the aim of qualifying for seedings for the 24-25 regional season. The 23-24 season has last year's under 14 Spartans team and under 16 Warriors win their regional divisions and qualify for the national finals. The teams performed superbly, with Spartans qualifying first and Centaurs third, both into the seedings due to take place in June, which will determine which division they will play in this season. We will now have a look at cricket. Bobby have a bad day with the bat. Bobby Tracy had last pair Pete Bradley and Ben Holmes to thank for saving them from total embarrassment in the Premier Division match against Exmouth. It was bad enough going down to a crushing 133-run defeat against Exmouth, but it could have been even worse. Bobby, chasing a modest 185 to win on the recreation ground, collapsed to 18 for 9 in reply. Toby Codd, the Bobby Tracy captain, summed up the carnage by simply saying, "Obviously, not our day at all. Hats off to Exmouth and their opening bowlers. They were superb." Abbots claimed victory over Tavistock. Tavistock suffered a second successive defeat in the Tolchard's DCLA division when they lost a rain-hit game against Abbots Kerswell by 5 wickets. Veteran batsman Steve Luffman brought back from the second 11 cricket to plug a gap in Tavistock's early order, jointly top scored on 44 in an all-out total of 133. Dead level with Luffman were the 44 extras Abbots Kerswell chucked down. Toby Hard, only 16 and already a first 11 regular in the Abbots Kerswell side, spun his way to bowling figures of 4 for 30. Passing and Nick Watkins had 2 wickets each. Mark Webber, the Tavistock captain, said the result was a tough one to take, but added there was more to the outcome than one umpiring decision. "I could have done things differently. Maybe save an over or two from certain bowlers till the end," said Webber, going on to highlight that hindsight is a wonderful thing. Budley Salterton's run ended. It's a cricket roundup. Ipplepen bounced back from their defeat by Columpton by inflicting the first loss of the season on promotion rivals Budley Salterton in the B Division West. At the same time, Chudley remains winless 4 times into the campaign, following a 5-wicket defeat by Clyst St George. Bobby Tracy's second 11 captain, Dan Green, can take some consolation from the performance of his side youngsters in a 59-run defeat away to promotion hunters Columpton. Lastly, in the B League, Tynmouth and Sheldon were on the receiving end of a first-class batting lesson during a 157-run defeat at Barton. Cornwood's second 11 knocked Ashburton off the top of the C West table by inflicting a 15-run defeat around the showers. Elsewhere, South Devon rediscovered their winning touch with a 1-run win over Brixham in a true nail-biter. I'm going to have a quick look at football, and I understand it's now the end of the season. Football drama up and down the divisions. Whilst Ilsington Villa are one of 3 teams that have claimed their divisional title at the time of writing, a 1-1 draw with Kingstainton Athletic on Tuesday the 21st puts the latter out of contention for second place in the Premier Division. Promotion was still up for grabs on the final Saturday of the season, and Morley Rangers claimed second place ahead of Buckfastleigh Rangers thanks to a 6-2 win away at Chudley. Goal difference was the only thing that could separate them at the end of it all. Elsewhere, Newton Abbott 66 won 3-1 at Watts Blakeburn, and Kingstainton dropped points again, losing 4-2 against a resurgent Elburton Villa. In Division 1, Paignton Saints returned to pole position last week after a one-sided affair against Buckfastleigh Rangers. Horton bags a hat-trick at Buckland Lift another cup. Paint and Villa were the only thing standing between Butland Athletic Reserves and another trophy lift. Stoke Gabriel was the location for this Dartmouth Cup final, a chance to celebrate the culmination of another Division One campaign. And there is a large photograph of the Buckland captain receiving the cup. Just a little quick look at running. Holden takes on the great run. Three Holden trail runners competed in races at the weekend. Alice Stuckley and Val Blacklock did the Great West Run half marathon in Exeter, which started and finished at the city's athletics track at Exeter Arena. Thousands of people took part in the 13.1-mile race, as well as the 10K, as even more watched and cheered from the sides of the road. And trotters take over. The Run X team relays took place along Exeter Canal Side, with still and cool conditions helping the packed turnout of club and independent runners go for it along the 4K route. Teambridge trotters attended en masse, with seasoned campaigners and new recruits taking part. It was Abby Barnett's, Cheryl Brenders and Nikki Swan's first relay, and they did themselves proud. And that concludes the sport for this week.